episode 181 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hooked on that league.
And Dylan Rausch.
Hooked on that other league.
And Gabe Philbin.
Hooked on both leagues. Got the best of both leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the problem has arrived where there's crossover with the word league now associating between two different games.
Right. And while everyone calls it Rocket League, I decided that I'm just going to call it League to really seal down the confusion.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
But there's not much confusion. There's not much confusion because if I say I'm going to play League, everyone knows I do not mean League of Legends.
One day.
We figured that.
One day.
Oh, man, if I did play League of Legends, though, boy, howdy. We'd be
real
confused.
What if I told you there was one character that was like a little kind of raccoon-looking dude in a mech?
I mean, it's still got League wrapped around it, so I don't know.
What if I told you his name was Rumble?
I don't know that that makes a difference at all. That's not really. I mean, that's not a name that I'm like attached to real hard. I've never had a pet named that. I've never used it as a gamer tag or anything.
You had a pretty good pet name.
I liked Ready to Rumble Boxing.
There you go. Six cycles to League of Legends.
Right. Right, exactly. Found it.
So, Ryan, why don't you start us off this week?
Okie dokie.
What's your week been like?
Oh, boy. What has it been like? Real busy, like, but not with video games, just with like my job. So that was real
that
busy.
About?
Yeah, I know, right? A bunch of assholes. So I had that, and then I made some more beer this weekend. Made myself a blonde ale. Went very well, the whole process, so that was nice. It was a nice, easy day of brewing. And then I spent pretty much all day Sunday playing Rocket League. And boy, that is fun. It's as fun as it was before, but more fun because it's not going to go away. We can just keep playing it. Had some server issues that they're still ironing out.
It's mostly okay now.
Did you guys play with Joseph? I heard you guys played with Joseph.
No.
Well, he said he played with you and Harris.
Sorry. I did play with your friend Joe. I thought you were going for like a bit there or something.
Hey, you guys played with Joseph?
I don't know. I thought it was like maybe like a you found Jesus thing. I don't remember.
No, Gabe. It was like, oh yeah, we played with Joseph. And Ryan be like, jerk off, Joseph.
Yeah.
Sounds stupid.
There's the joke. Nailed it.
Great joke, Ryan.
It's a real person. It's a real person. That I
we let
with.
This guy make these dumb jokes.
That wasn't a joke.
That was our own doing.
Yeah, you did that. You made
that. We played with him.
No, it was your joke.
Whose joke?
Yours.
No, it wasn't. He's a real person.
Jesus, how can you talk about your friends like that?
You don't even hear the shit I say about you. No, I was just curious because I wasn't home, but he was like, I want to play. Where are you guys at? And I was like, oh, just at Harris. so we played a lot of Rocket League. And what I think was it Sunday, we had a streak of probably 10 to 15 wins in a row as a four-man team.
I'm really good at that game.
Yeah, Gabe is really good because Gabe will play and he'll just fucking rocket on goals. And I'm like, we're all sitting there like, man, are we bad? Because, like, people start throwing in a goal here and there, but Gabe is just hitting all of them. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to go play by myself. And then I was like, MVP, two hat tricks, just blowing through it. I was like, oh, I guess Gabe's just that good. Because I played way better when it wasn't with Gabe. Same thing happens in Splatoon.
That shit happened with me and Kyle in Halo. Where I thought I was fucking hot shit at Halo Reach, because like I was just play by myself or like with some other friends and just like be like rocking it all the time. Whenever I play with Kyle, I was always like bottom of the list because he would just like
he's just snaking all the kills.
He's just so much better at me than Halo.
Also, Gabe is almost aggressive to the point of being a liability to his team, because I can't tell you how many times it's like, okay, I'm lining up the shot. Here it comes. And then Gabe will slam into you and send you across the fucking thing. Then nobody gets it. Then nobody gets the goal.
This sounds very familiar. This is something that Gabe criticizes our friend for in League.
Uh-oh, John?
Yes, because John's aggressive to the point of being detriment.
But when I do it, it works.
No, it didn't.
We always win.
Well, yeah, we always win, but, like, it's like, it's Gabe's goal or nobody's goal.
Not that, really.
Well, yeah, it's usually the camera's fault,
Gabe's
but
like,
still.
Check out these hat tricks. Every one of them are all losses, though, still.
But, Dylan, I think there's something about this game that you would really like, in that you can get boost cosmetic upgrades. So whenever I boost in the game, it just pours money out of the back of my car.
That's
Thank
true.
You, Sirens.
Loads of money.
Did not... Only 6 minutes until Sirens this episode.
It's a new world record.
I heard there's a lawnmower one, too. Is that true?
I haven't seen that one.
Because Joseph was saying, he's like, you could get that and the sombrero and the lawnmower noise and really... And the Mexican flag on the back, and have yourself a real cool car.
Oh God! What? My phone just started like playing music. The fuck is going on?
Was it La Cucaracha?
We're gonna get copyrighted.
Yeah.
I downloaded the game, so I will be that person.
It is PlayStation Plus, so you have no excuse not to.
Have you not played it yet, Dylan?
No.
Okay. Well, because he said he, my buddy from work said he played with Gabe and Harris and someone else, and he thought it might have been Dylan, but I don't know.
I think it was Devin. No, it was Dal. It was Dal.
Oh, Dal. Okay. There it is.
Yeah, it took Devin a little bit to play with us, too. He was
he kept
busy.
Saying Chen Lo.
Oh, he was saying Chen Lo?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, no, you're just making a joke.
Yeah.
You're just doing a thing.
Yeah.
See, that time I was doing a thing.
Okay, yeah. We gotta get on the same wavelength.
I know,
on
right?
Things.
This is not happening. So yeah, I guess Gabe.
Harris and I played with Dal like one of the first nights that the servers were working, because it took like a night or two for them to finally get up to snuff. And this was Dal's like close to first time playing, and he was real bad. Like he couldn't get the jumps down right at all. So the next day we played with him, and he was like actually getting some shit done. And we're like, Dal, you improved a lot in like not a lot of time. He was like, yeah, after you guys left last night, I just played for like 4 hours. I was like, I am not going to suck at this game.
Yeah. It takes some getting used to. Like, it took me a while to warm up. Because, it seems simple on the surface, but there are a lot of intricacies.
Yeah, then you got to get flying down, which is what I'm working on.
Yeah, and boy, that goal you made the video of today.
Oh, yeah, sombrero highlights.
The sombrero highlight? That was pretty good. I forgot that happened.
Rocket Lead is just a highlight machine.
Yeah.
Of just beautiful moments.
If you didn't see when I tweeted this morning, I unlocked the sombrero and armed my vehicle with it. And then I just, like, spent the entire, like, before the match started, just talking about how this game was already over because I had a sombrero. I was going to fucking rock this shit. And then the game started, I immediately scored a goal.
Like,
it was awesome.
The fastest goal possible of the clock went from 5 minutes to 4:59.
It was awesome.
Yeah. And then Ryan proclaimed, "The power of the sombrero has spoken."
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what else could you?
I don't know what else you could want.
What other conclusion could you come to? I mean. Yeah.
So pretty much, we don't need video games ever again after Rocket League because it's all downhill from here.
Oh, and we signed up for our first tournament.
Oh, is that actually happening, or was that like a joke?
No, it's Sunday.
That's happening?
It's Sunday at 2 o'clock.
I'm going to have to go to that, aren't I?
Go to what?
The thing. The tournament.
Well, like, you have to sit in front of your fucking PlayStation.
What
if I want
to play other video games?
It's just for, like, you don't. You know you don't.
I don't. Like,
you're like, I have to go to that, as if you have to go somewhere other than the chair you're currently in.
God,
and
I used
like
to
face the TV.
I used to do fucking, what were they, like clan battle, like gamebattles.com, like clan matches in Call of Duty 4. and it was the most miserable like video game experience.
For the longest time, Harris tried to get me into like competitive TF2, and I was just like, I don't want to.
So that was like fun because it was different from regular old TF2.
I just want to jump around like an idiot
and with the fun stopping gun.
Yeah, like I don't want to do your stupid competitive bullshit.
But yeah, we'll see how that goes on Sunday.
Yeah, we might get our teeth kicked in. Who knows?
Yeah, shit.
So Rocket you got anything League. Else to say Rocket about League's Rocket League?
Rocket League's treating me well. I've been streaming it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to stream.
We should stream it for the tournament. We should stream our tournament play.
Then people are going to study our strats.
Well, yeah, we've got a lot of that. Kick ball towards goal.
Have ball, we'll shoot.
Yeah. Ball don't lie.
Nope.
So yeah, maybe I guess if Gabe's streaming, it's twitch.tv/rabbitwombat9.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out on Sunday at 2:00 Central.
Wait, it's 2:00 Central. So what's that? That's like
it's noon.
Noon.
Oh
noon.
No, Gabe has to wake up.
I get out of bed at like 8 a.m. You be quiet. It's a curse.
Yeah, who the fuck sleeps in all day now?
It depends on how my night before was.
That's the problem. No matter what, I'm gonna wake up at 8.
That's so weird. Because like, yeah, I'll wake up early if I just like had a normal night. But
I find I get more done in the morning. Yeah. Than like if I wake up at like 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. I find I get more done in that time period from then till noon.
Right.
Than I would afternoon.
Yeah, I guess sometimes
like if I wake up at 7, and I'm at my parents. I'm like, all right, I'm on my way to Home Depot. I'm fucking cruising here. And I'm good. If I wake up, like, late, nothing's getting done.
Right.
I don't think we ever... Did we even actually say what Rocket League was?
Does it matter?
Soccer probably. With rocket cars, in case you're curious.
Yeah, we probably said it when we were talking about the beta.
Yeah, that was months ago.
Well, like a month.
No, that was two, at least two.
Whatever, Gabe. You don't know.
I could tell. There was a gap in my life where I really
like
wanted
May.
To. Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah,
we're both right. It's like a month and a half, but
we'll go. We split the uprights. We just right down the middle.
Round up though, so I'm right.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ryan?
No, that's really all I played this past week. It was just Rocket League.
That ain't bad.
Mm-mm. Can't go wrong.
Dylan!
Shit. I'm trying to think of what I've played. Let me just right-click on my Steam icon.
Well, I know you played the pre-sequel DLC.
Yeah, I did that. I honestly thought it was better than the base game. Like I was telling Gabe. Mm-hmm. It actually had an ending that was somewhat satisfying, I guess I should say.
The pre-sequel just kind of ends.
Yeah.
It's like,
good job, game end. Now let's start Borderlands 2. Beyond that, I don't think I've really played much. I've been watching, like, a lot of Twitch this week.
Yeah, Dylan is always messaging me about stupid people in professional League of Legends. Which there have been a surprising amount.
I've been watching a lot of LCS, and then whatever the LPL, Chinese League. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, not much.
Hey, wasn't Evo this weekend? Weren't we gonna
Evo is coming up this weekend?
Are we gonna salty bet?
Salty bet it? Yeah, I'll salty bet like the Street Fighter finals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue, Javi.
Yeah. Javi.
I finished the Riddler trophies in Batman. That's it.
Oh, no.
How was that?
Awful. It was 3 days straight. It was horrible.
Wasn't there that Penny Arcade that was like... Was it Penny Arcade? It was a comic. One of the web comics. I think it was on that list of ones you sent us. You were like, these aren't funny. But like, I thought this one in particular was funny, where it was like, how will we defeat the Batman? He's like, we'll bore him to death with these races.
Yeah.
Sounds about
pretty
right.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Did you get like the DLC and stuff for it?
There's only like two races, so I don't know what all that is about. Unless they're talking about like the AR challenges.
I don't know.
Probably a bunch of that. But
I didn't play it. I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry, what were you saying?
Did you get the DLC with it or just the base game?
I'm going to buy Batgirl DLC. Check that out.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Batgirl.
Which is actually today. Oh, that's out today. I should check it out.
Great.
Whenever I hear about the 243 Riddler trophies, I always remember the Blast Shards in Infamous. I don't remember them too. I don't think I got them all in Infamous 2.
At least
Infamous
those were easy.
See, but the problem was sometimes they didn't show up on the map. Like there were three or four that don't show up on the map.
Hmm. What?
So I would go through like 4 hours of podcast just like running up and down the city, like smashing the L3 or whatever, just like clicking the left stick.
No, I bet they did show up on the map, but the fact is that their range on that stupid radar was...
No, there's some like in the parks. Like the last one I had was in a park. Like just it was like relatively easy to see, but it was like stuck in some like stone grotto or something and just wasn't on the map at all. It was just not there. Is fucking Infamous.
Yep.
Has Sucker Punch said what they're working on next?
No.
I was gonna say, those like stuff like the Riddler trophies and all that. It's like stuff that Ubisoft has built whole games around now.
Collection Quest, Assassin's Creed Edition. Mm. Collection Quest. Got dude with a cool cell phone.
I can't remember if I said this on a I'm pretty sure I said it on the podcast of like I think Assassin's Creed Syndicate looks really cool other than the fact that it's Assassin's Creed.
That's its greatest flaw right there.
It really is. Like it's just like I know it's going to play in a way I don't enjoy.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. And it's like I know all that fucking free running stuff is gonna drive me up a wall. Or run me up a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But like I like this the setting looks cool, you know. But I don't know. Maybe if it like is super popular, which it probably will because it's Assassin's Creed.
Of course it is. They all sell.
I'm curious what it'll be like after Unity, if anyone kinda like backs down after that.
I don't know. I just know that Fozzie bought Unity and he's an idiot.
Hear that, Fozzie? Moron.
I know you did. You did it, Fozzie. I hung out with Fozzie over the weekend. We went out and Serge's sister was in town. We went out drinking and stuff. We didn't play any video games or anything, but it was just...
We sure talked about them.
We did go to the bar restaurant that has a Game Over Nation sticker in it, though. So I guess that's somehow related.
Nice.
Yeah.
I killed
a
guy.
Is our sticker still at Hooters, Ryan?
Nice. I do not know, actually. I haven't been there in for freaking ever. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought this was like a thing for you.
I'll ask my
buddy. Marking territory.
I'll ask my buddy
if
it's still there.
No, I meant the Hooters was a thing, but...
No, it never was.
Went to Hooters.
Well, it was my friend's thing, and that's where they would hang out, so I would go there and meet them, but not near as often as they were there. Good God.
I guess
God.
That's better.
Right, yeah. You're at B-Dubs.
I do go to B-Dubs a lot.
Fucking San Antonio, all these, like, Riverwalk restaurants.
We've
and
been
we
over
go
this
to,
again.
We go to fucking Hooters.
I just said it was there, and then Justin and Chuck were like, oh, let's go.
We should have used our power to override that decision.
I was down for whatever. That girl was so... But then we wouldn't have gotten that story, though. That was a good story. The dumb Hooters girl. Go back and listen to our post-PAX episode if you're wondering what we're talking about. Boy, wow.
PAX South was real fun. Man.
It was. That was a good time. It was a good weekend.
Yeah. That's all you were up to, Javi? Just Batman?
Yep.
Went to the zoo and shit.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
There's no video games there, though.
No video games. What about Terminator Genesis? You saw that. A little rundown of T-Gen.
Yeah.
Is this one of the things where you don't want to talk about?
That movie's problems are mostly with its cast. If it were really good actors, it would have been way more entertaining. and
Amelia Clark fucking sucks.
She's really not great.
Everything.
Has she been in like anything else since Game of Thrones? Like I was trying to think, because like I think Javi, you and I, or like we had this conversation of like no one in the Game of Thrones cast has like been like propelled into stardom or like has had a bunch of roles since Game of Thrones. But like for some reason, I feel like Emilia Clarke has, but I can't think of anything.
No, I don't think so.
And maybe it's just the Terminator thing has been known for a while.
Yeah, I mean, Lena Headey's probably the most successful of all.
Yeah,
of them.
But she had it before
that
Game of Thrones.
That wasn't after. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think she's had more movies before Game of Thrones than after.
Is that you gotta
after
imagine?
I can only
that,
think of Dredd.
You gotta imagine that show's pretty time demanding.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Oh, it's a couple month shoot, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh, are they probably making location. So much? Probably making so much money that they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But Arnold was still great. Cool. Arnold was the best part of Terminator. He was really funny, really charismatic as always. It's just everybody else from John Connor to Kyle Reese to Sarah Connor is just so bad. Really
I don't even know who
great.
The fuck is playing Kyle Reese. Or not, Jai Courtney's Kyle Reese. I mean, John Connor.
Yeah. It's the guy from the Last Planet of the Apes movie, but he's so boring and really, really ugly, and he looks nothing like, you know, Sean Connor did in any of the other movies. I don't know.
I was gonna say, could we have brought, Furlong?
Edward Furlong. He looks terrible now. I wouldn't have mind if they just did a huge mashup of previous people. So, like, have Nick Stahl come be old John Connor. I think Nick Stahl's great.
I think Nick Stahl was the best John Connor.
Didn't John Connor have blonde hair in the third movie?
Yeah, that was Nick Stahl.
That was Nick Stahl, okay. I'm not too familiar with
I mean, it was, like, light brown, really. It wasn't blonde.
Okay. I can't remember it too well.
He was still the best John Connor.
Can we get Budnick from Salute
Your
Shorts
back? He's the best John Connor because
Nick
Stahl has some, like, issues in real life, too, and his character looks all twitchy and addicted to drugs and shit, and like, yeah, it makes sense. And
he was also the best part of that HBO show Carnival. So
I haven't watched it, but yeah,
because it got canceled.
And Lena Headey already was Sarah Connor. Why not go ahead and bring her back in? I don't know. I guess that probably would have brought a lot of problems and expectations of it to be related to the TV
connected
show
and
all that.
Shit.
Yeah, so maybe that's not
so
a right
choice. Nothing else makes sense.
Wait, so they used an actress from the TV show, but not in the same role?
No.
No, they used...
Oh, okay.
Two actresses from Game of Thrones have played the same character. They've both played Sarah Connor. Yeah.
Okay.
And just one of them is a better actress
much better.
Than the other.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can you guess who?
I don't know any of the people from...
Lena Headey is the right
answer.
It's not
a question for you, Ryan. It's a question for...
The world.
But overall, it's not like I had a bad time. It was entertaining. It was stupid. You know, whatever. It was fun.
Wasn't there all that, like hype and, like, magazine covers of the guy playing, like, the liquid metal guy? And then he's just not in the movie
after 20 minutes. Yeah, he's barely in it, yeah. I mean, I feel like that whole marketing campaign was a train wreck. Because if I was in charge, I would totally make it like, that's the villain, another T-1000.
And I wouldn't have mentioned John Connor at all.
Yeah, exactly. But, of course, they spoiled that in the second trailer, so...
And not even, like, at the end, like just halfway through the trailer, casually.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's basically what the reveal was he was just like, by the way, I'm a robot.
By the way, I'm the bad guy.
All you needed to do to, like, tell people what this is about and, like, get audiences interested would be, like, start the trailer off like it's a one-for-one remake of the first movie, and then all of a sudden you meet Sarah Connor and she knows what's up and she's protecting.
End it right after that.
Yeah, and she's protecting Kyle Reese. Boom, there you go. There's your twist. Like, what the fuck's going on?
And that's that's enough twist to get people like salivating.
Yeah,
and then people go and see it, and then they're like, "Oh, wow."
Can you imagine if Empire Strikes Back's trailer was "I am your father"?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the equivalent.
Still, one of my favorite Simpsons goofs was Homer and Marge walking out of the theater next to the giant line waiting to get in that movie, and Homer just going, "Wow, I can't believe Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father," and then the whole line just starts freaking out and booing him. Good goof.
Trailer for Matrix Revolutions. Starts with Trinity dying.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Good marketing.
I feel like this is a year of like marketing like failures.
What else is there?
Jurassic World.
Yeah, all the leaks, first off.
Well, there's Jurassic World looked terrible.
Yes.
Looked so bad.
The twist was that it wasn't. Leaks,
the whole shit with the Sony Pictures hack.
Was that this year?
Yeah, wasn't it?
No, it was before Christmas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Why was it? I was thinking that was this year.
I mean, people have been digging through all those emails. And
yeah, there's still more stuff coming out of it this year.
Oh, is there?
But it happened last year.
Okay, because I was considering that whole interview debacle to be part of this.
But that was last year. That was Christmas last year.
Okay, you're right. Never mind then. I take back my points. So this year has been great.
No problems whatsoever.
We're A-okay.
So what you're saying is that Terminator lacked its Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder moment?
Sure.
Yeah. You're like,
oh,
what?
Man, Tom Cruise is John Connor, though. That's a fucking movie.
I think the I Am Your Father point was much better.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess for the trailer.
Tropic Thunder is much more relatable these days.
Yeah.
Even though everyone forgot about that movie.
Ben Stiller is 10 times the director as Zack Snyder.
Not wrong.
And he's directing Batman.
Yeah.
So, let's see. What did I do this week? I got another video out today, so that was fun.
God, I thought that Rocket League talk was what you had been up to.
Well, that,
I was
yeah.
wrong. That, so wrong.
You didn't have an intro to your video. Amateur hour over
what,
here.
What, like, montage clips?
That was negative space.
Where's the production value? Oh, that was negative space. Yeah. That's right.
You're fucking shit on, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Too deep for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. I did that. And then today I loaded up the Magic Circle, which is a game about, like, it's a game about being in a game that's not finished. So it's like guiding you around different development paths.
World War Z? Or DayZ?
No, that's just a game that's not finished.
Oh.
This is a game about a game that's not finished. So it's like, to open up paths, you like dig into files and like bring up a bridge that was previously deleted, and then you can like hear commentary from the developers. I'm like, what the hell? Like, the hell? That's not supposed to be there. And something like, you hear, like, their conversations about the, like, ongoing game development and, like, the struggles there within. Seems really interesting. I haven't played too much of it yet, but I've heard really good things. And I'll report back next week with more on that. Because that game seems real up my alley.
That's too meta for me.
And then, other than that, I think that's just about it. It wasn't too busy other than Rocket League, really. So, yeah. It was 1 week. It's
cool
all our weeks.
It'd be cool if Rocket League had, like, an NBA Jam type announcer. That would really seal the deal.
See, you just have to read all of, like, the chat messages
right.
in the NBA Jam thing.
Wow.
Yeah, whenever something stupid happens, we just spam wow.
Whenever you knock the ball into your own goal on accident, it's always a nice save.
What a save.
Yeah.
Or great pass. Yeah, the chat system in Rocket League is perfectly stupid.
Yeah.
Just like canned text that you can just spam really quickly. Alright. How about news?
Okay.
News stuff. So the biggest thing that happened yesterday that was really sad, Satoru Iwata, the head of Nintendo, passed away at 55 from bile duct cancer. And it was like known that he was in poor health and skipped E3 because of it. It wasn't known that it was as severe.
Well, that was a year ago. He skipped E3 last year.
He skipped E3 this year, too. Yeah, he was there in puppet form.
Oh, okay. I was going to say he completely skipped last year's because of it. Okay.
Yeah. And he had surgery on it, but apparently that wasn't enough. So, you know, like, yesterday was a nice moment on Twitter of seeing everyone, like, remember this guy. And I actually learned a lot about him. Like, I didn't know that Iwata was, like, this godsend programmer that, like, fixed a bunch of Nintendo's shit and, like, really helped the company along. Like, when I think of, like, high-up Nintendo execs, or not, sorry, like, just video game executives, I don't think of actual, like, developers. Like, I don't know if, like, right. Phil Spencer was ever a developer. I don't know if, I don't think Jack Trent ever had anything to do with that.
No, I think it's just a difference of companies.
In Japanese versus Western.
Possibly that,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. And I mean, like so Iwata, like, pretty much saved Earthbound. He, like, wrote an entire scripting language for the game's dialogue boxes and all the cutscenes. And he compressed Pokemon Gold and Silver to the point where they could actually fit, like, the whole Kanto continent on there. Like, like, this guy just, like, came in at, like, the 11th hour for this shit to, like,
fixed it.
Just make sure shit worked. Like, same with, like, Smash Bros. Melee. Like, there was an interview, so, like, he did a code review of it because it wasn't like, looking like it would make a launch window. And because of, like, what he did to that game, it ended up making it. And it's like, wow, this guy was pretty insanely talented. And then, oh, look at that. Everyone has nothing but nice things to say about this guy. And, like, he was so fucking goofy with all that Yuri Luigi shit.
Right.
And it's just, like, it's a real... I don't know. Iwata was just such a nice presence to have.
Like, yeah, and as far as anyone has to say, like, yeah, just an all-around, like, great dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, whatever you will say about Nintendo's, like, direction under him, like, he was just... It wasn't bad to see Iwata. And I thought, as like, somebody said yesterday, like, I can't believe the last thing Iwata said to the public was, "I'm sorry for you for disappointing you at E3," and that kind of broke my heart.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it just shows like, I mean, yeah, that kind of sucks, but it's like also it's just a indicative of how he handled things.
Disappointed us
of who he was and how, you know, like he took that stuff seriously, like he. Cared about what he was doing. Like, as even in the bad decisions Nintendo makes, I feel like they're always trying to please the fans. Like, they've never really just been like, here's a middle finger to the fans intentionally, you know? I guess people might perceive some of their moves that way, but, like, I think everything they do has been in the interest of games.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, Jim Sterling had a bit of, like, a eulogy posted yesterday of where, of all, like, game execs, Iwata's one of the few people who would actually use the word fun to describe their games instead of, like, groundbreaking and visceral and all these, like, engaging words. But, like, Iwata always, like, wanted to make games for everyone, and it's like, you know, it's just, you're just a cool guy, Iwata. And, sorely missed. And now, like, there's the question of, like, where does Nintendo go from here? I think there's, like, rumors of Miyamoto taking over, but...
Yeah, who do they bring in as president
now? I feel like if Miyamoto wanted to take over, it would have happened a while ago.
Right, yeah, it seems like that seems like a job he doesn't want.
Yeah, like, he could have had by now if it was something he actively sought. But maybe it's not something he necessarily wants now, but has to do.
Right.
So we'll see how Nintendo develops from here. But yeah, it was just a sad day yesterday. And I made the mistake of putting in... I said, "See you, Space Cowboy," in a tweet, and then had a GIF of Iwata as a puppet in there. And my phone did not stop fucking buzzing because anime fans got their hands on that and didn't let go. like finished at like 260 retweets.
Wow.
My phone was so...
Do you even have that many followers?
No! Not even close. I didn't know who any of these fucking people were.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
So in addition to that, Akio Atsuka, Snake's Japanese voice actor, on Twitter confirmed the closure of Kojima Productions. So the quote was that they were forced to disband, but it appears that the work that the team has been putting their utmost effort into is nearly complete.
I find that such an odd turn of events. I mean...
So nothing's, like, official on this, so it's kind of strange, like, I don't, like, what exactly this means of... Are they just, like, guaranteed to all, like, be scattered after this? Like, no one in Kojima Productions is affiliated with Konami anymore. Like, are they gone now? I don't know.
I don't understand, like, how, like, this happens, you know?
Well, Konami has been, it's pretty clear that they're just changing how they want to do business.
I guess they completely just nuked everything.
They're nuclear, you might say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is this, Javi?
I don't know.
I don't.
It's good.
Is it that picture of Iwata with the bananas again?
No, it's
because I've seen that one a lot.
It's something else.
I don't know what the. It's titled Animator, and then it's a guy leaning over another guy saying, "Can you make the sausage wink at the little boy?" Is this? Is this like Nobi Nobi Boy or some shit? I don't know.
What? I don't.
I still don't know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I'm gonna have to post these in the fucking podcast file.
So.
Buy more leggings.
Listen. We have breaking leaks of internal Amazon strategies.
That's right.
My favorite is the long arm. Like, I feel like, is this Mr. Fantastic?
And he needs leggings, though he has no leggings and extra long arms. Oh, the irony. Is this what you've been doing over there?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Is this a deviant art hole that you've fallen into? What?
Nah, I'm just busy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's so busy.
Stop it.
Alright.
What? Now I need to link 3 images. That's like 33% more work than what I had before.
Very good, Gabe.
Is there one
I
about
love my
math?
Job.
Is there one about math and how good he is at it?
No.
Alright, so... what is it? Phantom Pain comes out September 1st. So that's that's the day after PAX, I think. Yeah, that's the day after PAX ends.
No, it comes out August 30th.
No.
No.
Disney Infinity 3.0.
August 30th. That's a weird day. Is that that's a Friday? Is
it's
it
a Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah.
Wait. So September 1st is a Monday?
Yeah.
Guess no, so, no,
no, no,
oh, no,
no.
There's 31 days in August. There's 31 days in August.
Guess so, bub.
All right, people are linking this fucking garbage in here. Why is Al Roker?
That's Chris Berman.
That's not Al Roker.
That's Chris Berman.
Yeah, the fuck just came out of my mouth.
Tonight was the home run derby. That's his thing. That's Berman's thing. It's weird that Hobby linked it, but okay.
No, that was Dylan.
I didn't link that.
Oh, was
that
it? One.
Yeah, Dylan is contributing to the off the railsness of whatever the fuck
off
is
the
going
rails.
On.
Dylan goes off road.
All right. So next up, Jade Raymond has resurfaced.
Woo.
She's starting EA Motive in Montreal,
woo-hoo.
And she'll be helping Visceral with their Star Wars game. So Amy Henning.
I thought she was starting her own thing there.
Huh? There's a studio called EA Motive that's opening in Montreal. But she's also helping Visceral with Star Wars.
Oh. She hired everybody that made Splinter Cell Blacklist, so thumbs up. Do it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, this is a,
I remember that game.
This was a lot different than what I thought, or like kind of assumed was going to happen, since all big AAA developers usually go make like small little studios, not like indie studios, and that's been the trend. Kind of like expected her to follow suit, but just hopped over to EA. So she did take like a bunch of the Splinter Cell Blacklist?
But no, she built that whole studio from scratch. It was her and like three other people, and they hired everybody themselves.
Yeah, but you said they hired like the team from Blacklist?
No, or... I'm saying that she hired the team that made Blacklist.
So
like,
okay.
She was like in charge of the whole thing.
Okay, so before.
She makes good games.
Okay, she do.
Except for Assassin's Creed 1, that was not good.
Yeah, you. Thanks for that one, Jade. You ruined the video game industry.
Yep, video games are dead.
She single-handedly brought upon the apocalypse. thanks, Obama.
And then something I didn't realize was this close away. So Gamescom is like August 5th. So Scalebound was said to, it's going, the reveal's coming next month and we're going to see gameplay and all that.
So more importantly, what you're saying is Persona 5 is going to be there.
I sure as hell hope so, Dylan. That would be lovely. Because we still need a release date on that game, because apparently it's coming out this year. Just
game
don't know
of
when.
The year, game of the year, game of the year.
2015, like, even though some of the stuff got, like, I think mainly Sony's stuff got moved out of the end of the year, you know, it's still lining up to be pretty solid. As long as Persona 5 makes it.
Yeah, if it doesn't make it, it's
things,
a shitty
all
year.
Things ride on Persona 5 coming out this year.
And Dancing All Night.
Is that doesn't that
September.
Ever okay.
September.
Alright, so then Arkham Knight PC update. It's further delayed. No release date in sight. So
yay.
Well, 2 weeks ago, but we're not counting or anything.
And then last up, there were like rumors that Devil's Third was dropped by Nintendo. I don't think anything was official, but Itagaki says that
is Devil's Third. I saw you guys talking about it.
A fucking game that Itagaki's been working on for like
I realized that, but I don't know anything about it.
And apparently, yeah, like Nintendo like picked it up.
Remember that unforgettable protagonist?
Oh,
he's
no.
Bald and shirtless and has tattoos all from head to toe, and he looks so fucking stupid, and he has sunglasses on.
The game had like one trailer. Shit. It looked fucking horrible.
I'm gonna have to look it up now. Excuse me.
It looks like the equivalent of like that first Army of Two game, but with way worse character design, believe it or not.
If we're talking about trailers that made a game look shitty, that Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 trailer today, that was some next level shit. The game is on next-gen consoles and looks worse than American Wasteland. God, Javi, what have you done?
I'm sorry, hold on.
Jesus Dylan, Christ.
Dylan, how could you forget about this?
God.
I'll eventually get to the bottom of this. Oh, there it is.
It's
Devil's
Third has been shown like once or twice maybe, and it's looked fucking awful. So like, I hope the rumor of this game being dropped by Nintendo is true, because I don't know why the hell they're involved with it in the first place.
Never want to see this game.
I never.
How do you always find these giant links? I don't understand it.
It's the magic of Google image search.
It's all right, guys. I googled Devil's Third characters, and I'm really being put to school right now. Or taken to school, excuse me.
Yeah, whatever. We gotcha.
Alright, well, that's all the news we got, fellas.
Neat.
So, you know what that means.
Questions, I guess?
Yeah. Ryan, how'd you know?
I don't, it's almost like I do this once a week.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Well, you'd be wrong, Ryan.
I'd do this twice a week?
Here we go. Prototype. Which Comic-Con trailer got you the most excited? So, listing them out, there was Superman, Batman, Suicide Squad, X-Men.
There was an X-Men trailer?
Yeah, off-screen. I saw the, like, off-screen footage of it. Whoever filmed it, like, either got tired while watching it or really into it because the camera slowly started to drift away from the screen. So by the end of it, at, like, the title reveal, all you see is X-Me.
I'm excited for X-Me.
And, like...
Okay, keep going, sorry.
Let's see, Deadpool, I guess?
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. Anything else?
What?
I'm, like, trying to think of the trailers that came out.
Well, it's been Star Batman, Wars, that
Superman,
one?
Suicide Squad, Star Wars had a thing.
Oh, it did, okay, so Star, well, yeah, okay.
Pixels?
That Pixels panel at Comic-Con, I'm sure that attended well.
Kevin Smith had something there, but as we all know, no one gives a shit what Kevin Smith does anymore.
It was that documentary, right, about what happened to Superman Lives. That actually looks really interesting.
No, it was like I thought it was like a horror movie or some shit.
Tusk 2. Tusks.
Oh, I don't know. Right. I know that Kevin Smith's involved with that movie.
That's actually interesting. This was a different movie. I'll have to look it back up again. But frankly, I mean, after Cop or Cop Out.
was that Kevin Smith?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh God.
That's why he doesn't like Bruce Willis, because it was a nightmare working with him.
Suicide Squad's trailer was great.
I was surprised, like, watching that, because, like, going in, like, I don't know,
I think that's what made the trailer better, is because everyone was kind of hesitant. Just the low expectations.
And, like, I came out of that trailer thinking, like, I don't hate this.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, I don't know, Jared Leto's voice sounded a little, like, trying to do Heath Ledger.
I don't know. I liked him.
There's another part of that trailer I can't remember. Something I found weird, though, that would never happen, so completely breaking the suspension of disbelief. They gave, like, Harley Quinn all those little, like, ropes to hang from. Never give somebody, like, ropes and sheets like that in prison. Never gonna happen.
Fun fact, the opening of that trailer, when it's, like, the guy and the lady eating dinner, which they're talking about these criminals or whatever.
Yeah.
She is actually a popular character from DC Comics, and she was actually originally introduced in the Green Lantern movie, and it was the same actress. So, like, they're bringing her over as the same character into this.
What character?
I think she's a judge or something. I don't know, but you'll see at the very beginning of the trailer, and she's just sitting
there. I know who you're talking about, I just don't know who she was. I don't know who
Well,
she's
then
playing.
You don't know anything about Cotton. I don't know.
I'd say, like, of all the trailers, I think Suicide Squad probably did it for me the most. The X-Men one was kind of hard to interpret as the camera was fucking drifting away to the side. but from what I could tell, so it's X-Men Apocalypse, and it's like the 10,000-year-old mutant, or like the original mutant. And it was like a little blurry, but from what I could tell, he looked real dumb.
X-Me Apocalypse.
Well, we already know what he looked like. He was at the end of Days of Future Past.
Oh, he was? I didn't stay after the credits.
Yeah. He was putting together the pyramids.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't see that, actually.
Oh. But, Suicide Squad was good. I didn't see X-Men. Batman versus Superman, I actually really liked it.
I didn't. I thought that... I think, like, a lot of what that whole movie has going against me is just I don't trust Zack Snyder with a damn thing.
Well, can you trust him with anything?
That's what I just said. not a damn thing. I think Javi was right when we were talking about earlier today, and like that shot of Batman like whipping across the tower with the bat claw looked cool, but like I don't trust that movie with anything.
I mean, if you can count on Zack Snyder for anything, it's to make stuff look really awesome and look just like the comics. And there's so many GIFs from that trailer that look so fucking cool. But, yeah, I mean...
I thought that shot of Ben Stiller running into the rubble smoke was real stupid. I thought that fucking bird's eye, like, crane pull out of him holding the kid in the rubble was really stupid.
But after that, though, all the scenes as Batman, except for maybe Desert Batman.
Like, look, everybody... No one would shut up about how, oh my god, aren't superheroes supposed to save people? Man of Steel was garbage. He was just... People were just dying.
And then shows Batman saving people.
Yeah, this shows Batman literally saving
somebody. Yeah, but it looked really bad.
But Avengers 2 took a whole moment for, we gotta get everyone off the island! And it has little shots of every single hero carrying people around. Like, that's what the source material is about. These people save people. So... Like, okay, you want to say that's cheesy, sure, I guess, but, like, you can hold everything else accountable for that, too.
And it does, I mean, it shows Superman saving the people on the rooftop, saving that rocket from, the pop.
We gotta go out of our way to make sure Superman saves people this time around. He was a fucking mass murderer last movie.
I mean, look at the first Spider-Man movie, lady's like, there's that fire, she's like, there's a baby up there, and he has to go and get it and bring it down. I don't know. I think that's way more lame. That's so silly. But I mean, this
was because it was Green Goblin wearing a shawl.
I think that shot really kind of illustrates what's going on here. It's like these buildings are coming down. People are running. Everyone's running away from it, and Batman is running towards it. He's trying to save people. I don't know.
Like, I find the whole Superman destruction thing argument to be kind of tired because I'm like, don't like buildings explode all the time in comic books? And you want me to believe that there's literally zero casualties?
There are a lot more problems with Man of Steel than that last scene.
I know, exactly.
The majority of that movie's problems were this movie, not in the last scene.
You know what this movie would have, Gabe? Mm. It would have Batman saving his father from a fucking tornado. That's what this movie would have.
Wait, is calling him Ben Stiller just a joke I missed somewhere along the line?
Yeah, it's not okay. Ben Stiller.
Well, yeah, I know
Batman
that.
Is not Ben Stiller.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, Ben Stiller is not Batman, Ryan. Yeah.
I get that. I just didn't know if Gabe misspoke or if this is just a joke you guys have had running. So
I Dylan just kind of started saying it, and I just kind of kept like going with along it. With, yeah, oh. Ben Stiller's Batman.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
That would be the best thing.
Fucking along came Polly is saving Gotham City.
Well, that pedophile from Mallrats is, so I guess, you know, whatever.
Now I want Ben Stiller to be Batman.
It's almost as funny as Nick Cage as Superman.
Don't talk shit about Nick Cage as Superman. So yeah, I'd say after all that, Suicide Squad probably got me more on board for that movie than I was.
There was one last trailer that I saw,
Evil Dead.
That was Ash versus Evil Dead, yeah. And I thought it looked really good.
Yeah, you'll have to link me that after the podcast.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I thought it looked pretty damn funny. Which is, I mean, Evil Dead, the latest one, was super serious and gory. And then the original Evil Dead was not a comedy. But I preferred the comedy bits of them. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I've never actually seen any
Evil Dead. The reason I like Bruce Campbell is because he's fucking hilarious.
So Evil Dead 1 wasn't a comedy, but Evil Dead 2 was? Is that kind of how it went?
Yeah, Evil Dead 2 is like a remake of the first movie, but...
Funny.
Like a comedy at the same time.
Alright, will you guys be playing the new Godzilla game or Batgirl DLC this week?
There's a new Godzilla game?
Apparently.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. So I guess no?
Yeah, I'm going to go with no on both of those. I think Javi said he'll be checking out Batgirl.
Yeah.
He's done looking at these weird pictures.
Never done.
The job's never done. All right. What are your thoughts on the announced Spider-Man, Peter Parker, in parentheses, and Deadpool comic? No idea. I did not hear about that at all.
Did they bring Dennis Leary back from the dead?
The greatest storyline that was never told. Spider-Man putting spider juice in Dennis Leary's body. Bringing him back. Oh, God. God damn it. How is that on the table?
It's a timeless story. It's like Casablanca.
I saw some movie preview last night with Dennis Leary in it, and he looks, man, he's looking rough these days.
It's Dennis Leary. Like, he's looked terrible.
It's because he hasn't stopped smoking just, a pack a day since the mid-80s.
So he's like super old now, and then they still dress him like a 20-year-old douchebag. Like, and I was like, why is he wearing that?
That's what we can all aspire to be.
Because Dennis Leary will never not be a 20-year-old douchebag.
Exactly.
The thought that Dennis Leary was in a family movie like Operation Dumbo Drop just fucking baffles me.
That's what I love about Dennis Leary, man. I get older, he stays the same age. Yes, he do. Yes, he do.
I don't get it.
It's okay.
Right.
No, why'd you quote Matthew McConaughey?
It was the line, I think. I think it's just the line. You know,
Dennis Leary's still a 20-year-old.
Douchebag.
Douchebag. Make sure that's in there.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan, if asked, would you pilot the U.S. mech in the robot battle between the U.S. and Japan?
Fuck yes, I would. I mean, come on. Yeah, absolutely.
I just realized we never answered the Spider-Man Deadpool question. We just started talking about Dennis Leary. Javi, did you hear anything about this?
I did. That's cool. I'll probably check it out. It sounds fun.
Did they say, like, who's
especially if Dennis Leary gets resurrected. He's the linchpin to the entire
Dennis
Spider-Man
Leary gets
universe.
Resurrected as Kingpin.
Which is unfortunate, because last week Aunt May was the linchpin to the entire Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on... Oh, goddammit, Prototype. What are your thoughts on the new anime shows this season? I have no fucking idea what's coming out this season. I hate anime.
I was looking at what's coming up this season. I don't have it at the moment. I'll have to get back to you, Gabe.
Yeah, I can look into it. I doubt there's anything interesting. At least it interests me. But I'm meaning to go through Shirobako, which is like about an animation studio. And apparently it's really good. And then I kind of want to show Javi and Rachel Katana Gatari, which is really fun to type out. You guys should try to type it out. It's fun. But yeah,
you know,
I got nothing for this.
Speaking of anime, game.
Oh, let's get into this.
Oh boy!
So I was looking on Amazon. I was like, I'm gonna read through all of Berserk, and then I realized I was like, man, Berserk's not even fucking finished.
No, it won't be finished. That it's never.
It'll never be finished. I don't want to get into a series that's never gonna be finished.
I think Matt from The Best Friends is talking about how the writer has said that he has no idea where he's going with that story.
Because I was like, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna get into that. And then I was like looking at the chapters, and I was like, wait, the last chapter was how many years ago and it's ongoing?
It's the Game of Thrones of manga.
And I was like, I'm not gonna... Okay.
Alright, well...
So that was my anime story of the week.
That's all the stories we got, or new emails, questions, yeah. Tweets, all the sort.
Got covered all the big things.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Ryan, you know how this goes.
I got an idea. If you want to find their stuff, you can go to GameOverNation.com and find pretty much everything we do.
Woo.
But if you like it in individually wrapped packages, you can go to YouTube.com/GameOverNation and find just like the videos and stuff. You can subscribe on iTunes if podcasts are the only thing you want. You can go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like, ask us a question, leave us a topic. You can also do that on Twitter at Game Over Nation. So with that, Javi.
Hey, thanks for listening. We will catch you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.